The Crying Camel.
The city of Medina, where the Prophet, peace be upon him, lived, was a beautiful city. There were many gardens around the city. In the gardens, there were many trees. When the sun shone brightly during the daytime, the trees gave cool shade. The Muslims who lived in Medina used to sit in the shade to get out of the hot burning sun. One day, the Prophet went for a walk through Medina to meet with the Muslims and talk to them. After a while, he came to a garden and went in. There was a man sitting under a tree in the cool shade. There were many other Muslims in the garden too. Then, the Prophet saw a camel standing in one corner of the garden. The camel was tied to a post. It was making a pitiful howling sound. The Prophet walked over to where the camel was tied up. As he got closer, he saw that the camel was crying. Big tears were rolling down its cheeks and making the fur on its face all wet. The Prophet felt great pity for the camel. He went up to it and stroked its fur and wiped away its tears. The Prophet saw that the camel was very thin. After a while, the camel stopped crying and howling. It gave a snort, as camels do when they're pleased. The Prophet looked around at all the people standing in the garden. "Who's the owner of this camel?" he asked. The man who had been sitting beneath the tree stepped forward. "I am the owner of the camel, O Messenger of God," he said. The Prophet told him that he had been very cruel to the camel. The poor animal was howling and crying because its owner made it work very hard but didn't give it enough to eat and drink. Everyone in the garden could see how thin the camel was and how cruelly the man had acted towards the camel. When the owner of the camel heard this, he began to feel ashamed. "Do you not fear Allah because of this camel?" the Prophet asked him. Allah had given the camel to the man's care to help him in his work and carry burdens for him. The man had a duty to treat the camel well and see that it had enough to eat and drink. If he did so, the camel would work well for him. The owner of the camel now felt very ashamed indeed. "I have done wrong," he said. "The camel is one of Allah's living creatures. I am sorry for my cruelty." All living creatures must be treated kindly. The Prophet always taught that if they were treated well, Allah would be pleased, but if they were treated badly, Allah would be angry. The camel owner never forgot what the Prophet told him. After this, he always looked after his camels properly. Although the camels still worked hard, for they were strong animals, the man always saw that they had enough food and water.